If the retirement industry was a car, what kind of car would it be?
Oh, goodness. Okay. It would be something kind of built for maximum safety, maybe a Volvo. It's not too racy. It doesn't go from 0 to 100 in, 2 seconds. It takes its time, but it does the job, and it's kind of built to last.
Our colleague Ann Turgeson covers retirement. And for a long time, she says one major company, a tried and true engine in a steady industry, has led the pack. Fidelity.
Their reputation was always for, pretty high quality. They, they were sort of this behemoth in the industry, and they offered like a pretty wide range of things, nothing too crazy.
But recently, the company decided to tinker under the hood.
I mean, thinking back on all the years I've been covering this, it's always been stocks, bonds, or some form of cash. And then along comes cryptocurrency, which kind of shakes things up.
And if crypto were a car, what would it be?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think that would be sort of the on the more kind of muscle car slash, race car end of things.
So like a Lamborghini?
Yeah, that sounds, yeah, I could picture that.
Fidelity decided it would let its 401k investors soup up their portfolios by letting them buy Bitcoin.
Now with cryptocurrency on the horizon and gaining a place in the 401k menu of a very large plan provider, it feels like all of a sudden, this is a potentially a very big change.
Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Linebaugh. It's Thursday, May 12th. Coming up on the show, Fidelity's bid to bring crypto to retirement and the blowback that followed.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, will you be able to afford a third kid? Will you be able to do everything you want when you retire? What if you outlive your savings? Empower knows these questions can be stressful, so they're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Tap the banner to learn more or visit empower.com.
Fidelity was founded in the 1940s in Boston and has been run by one family ever since, the Johnsons. They've grown the company into the biggest player in the 401k industry, managing trillions in assets.
You know, they were a pretty kind of staid company. They would develop new products. They tried to keep up with consumer demand, but they pretty much stuck to their knitting, in terms of their forte was to offer stock and bond mutual funds, and that's what they did.
But a few years ago, that culture started to shift a little. And it coincided with a change at the top when Abigail Johnson, the granddaughter of the company's founder, took over as CEO in 2014.
Abby Johnson has stuck to a lot of the same strategies that made the company preeminent, but she's also taken the company in some surprising new directions. We also saw Abby Johnson start to think about cryptocurrency in a way that a lot of other big companies of Fidelity size have not. And when she took over, I think she really had a focus on giving this new generation of investors what they're looking for, and cryptocurrency was part of that. So in 2013, Abby Johnson began to hold Wednesday evening meetings with executives at the company to discuss crypto and blockchain technology. 2 years later, in 2015, Fidelity started to mine Bitcoin as a research project. So this was sort of like, behind the scenes, kind of small forays.
And Johnson's interest in crypto continued to grow. In 2017, she declared herself a believer in Bitcoin. A year later, Fidelity launched its first venture into the crypto markets.
the company took a pretty big step where it launched a business that trades and stores Bitcoin for sophisticated investors like hedge funds. And I can't think of another company of Fidelity size that's done something comparable.
And Johnson often spoke out about the value of digital assets, and Bitcoin in particular. Here she is at a Barron's event a couple years ago.
In terms of bringing the world along in term on digital currencies in general, what we're really, from a commercial perspective, putting our efforts around is trying to connect the legacy world with the future of digital currency.
And what did all this sort of say to you as you're watching Fidelity dabble in crypto?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're trying hard to meet consumer demands and they're trying to be innovative and they're trying to embrace new technology and new ideas about investing.
While Fidelity was out there talking about crypto, another smaller player got a jump on them, a company called For Us All.
It's a small, really tiny little company on the West Coast in California. They specialize in helping small companies that don't have 401ks get set up. And about a year ago, that company grabbed headlines by announcing that it would offer cryptocurrency as part of its 401k menu. And that really sent shockwaves through the retirement industry and also through the regulatory community.
And what are the pros and cons of having crypto in people's 401k accounts?
Well, so the people who are in favor of crypto and retirement portfolios feel that it's a transformative industry and technology, and that by getting in today, it will help Americans build wealth over time.
And what are the cons?
The cons of it, I think a lot of people are uncomfortable with it because they feel like it's a fairly new technology. It's a fairly new asset class, and it's largely unproven. It's incredibly volatile. You have to have the temperament to withstand these huge swings. And of course, it's wonderful when it's up, but when it's down, you have to be willing to stick with it.
After For Us All said it would allow crypto in its 401k plans, the Department of Labor, which regulates those plans, took notice.
In the middle of March, the Labor Department issued an opinion on the topic of cryptocurrency and 401ks. But the Labor Department essentially said, we think that cryptocurrency is quite volatile and speculative, and it's not ready to be in 401k plans. And, you know, it's up to employers to decide whether they want to offer it or not. But if you, as an employer, are going to offer this to your employees in your 401k plan, expect to be investigated by the Labor Department. Expect us to show up at your doorstep and ask a lot of questions.
Despite that warning from the Labor Department, last month, Fidelity jumped in.
Oh, if you're into Bitcoin, Fidelity now has your back.
Like much of the conversation around Bitcoin, this is controversial.
That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
This episode is brought to you by GlobalX ETFs. Buzz around artificial intelligence is seemingly everywhere. Is your portfolio keeping up? Consider the GlobalX Artificial Intelligence and Technology ETF, ticker AIQ, which invests in dozens of stocks at the leading edge of this disruption. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. Technology companies can be affected by rapid product obsolescence and intense industry competition. Before investing carefully, consider the fund's objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in the full or summary prospectus at globalxetfs.com. Read carefully. Distributed by SEI Investments Distribution Company.
Last month, After years of exploring crypto, Fidelity said it would add Bitcoin as an option for its retirement plans.
They were announcing that they were going to allow the 23,000 companies that use Fidelity as a 401k record keeper to add cryptocurrency to their 401k menus if they chose to do so. They're allowing companies to give people guardrails of up to 20% in crypto, although they're also allowing companies to adopt a lower cap.
Why did Fidelity say it was making this move?
Well, Fidelity has said that it's offering cryptocurrency because it expects that cryptocurrency is going to shape the way future generations think about investing. So in other words, they expect that cryptocurrency is here to stay, that it's going to be sort of a transformative technology, and that it's something that investors should have in their long-term retirement portfolios.
That opinion was not shared by the regulator. An official from the Department of Labor, Ali Kawar, told Ann that he only learned about Fidelity's plan the day before the announcement. And he also said he has, quote, grave concerns because he views crypto as speculative. Here he is speaking to Yahoo News.
The concern that we have comes from not really a question of, whether people are buying or are interested in buying Bitcoin, but the fact that these are assets that people are supposed to be saving for their old age. And it really is that fact that is, I think, critical to keep in mind.
And it wasn't just regulators who were troubled. Some lawmakers were too.
Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts and Senator Tina Smith from Minnesota both weighed in on Fidelity's plans, and they expressed similar concerns to what the Labor Department had said. They expressed concerns about the volatility of cryptocurrency, and they expressed some concerns that Fidelity has potential conflicts of interest, according to them, that would cause them to offer cryptocurrency or to push it in 401ks.
The senators pointed to Fidelity's past crypto mining and its crypto fund for wealthy investors. They also focused on the volatility of cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, the best known and most established digital currency, has lost more than 50% of its value since November. And Warren, in particular, has been pretty critical of crypto.
She's expressed a lot of concerns about its volatility and risk level. She recently compared buying crypto to buying air.
If I buy Bitcoin, am I buying a share of stock? Or am I buying a pork belly? Or am I buying euros?
Or am I buying? Are you buying air?
Oh, wow. Okay, you're going in. What
is it? I'm going in.
Yeah, what is it?
Because that's the point, is that it's you're buying something that other people believe either is going to go up in value, presumably that's why you're buying it, or think it's going to go down in value, which is presumably why someone else is selling it.
As in, there may be no value there, I think is what she was trying to say.
Fidelity says it has put in place constraints that will help protect investors. For example, it's capping transfers to Bitcoin at 20% of account balances. And employers don't have to sign up for the crypto option. Ann says, for Fidelity, this crypto move may be the culmination of years of research, but it's also a bit of FOMO, the fear of missing out.
I think they view the risk more as being one that, you know, if they don't offer people the opportunity to do this, they're going to be missing out on huge potential gains, especially if they offer them the opportunity to do it so early in the evolution of that industry. I think they also are concerned that, you know, people who are gung-ho on Bitcoin, especially younger workers, really want this in their 401k. And if they don't have access to it in their 401k, maybe they're just not going to contribute to the 401k at all. And instead, they're just going to take the money that they have available to save, and they're going to just invest all of their money in Bitcoin, you know, which could be much more problematic.
So is this like putting a Lamborghini engine inside a Volvo?
Well, I think from Fidelity's point of view, maybe it's sort of like amping up a piece of that engine, you know? And that's the goal.
Adding a cylinder?
Exactly, adding a cylinder. And I think that's the goal, you know, that most people who believe that cryptocurrency belongs in your long-term portfolio are looking for something on the order of, you know, a pretty small investment, right? But that it's small, but because it has the potential for outsized gains, that it might really enable you to realize more wealth over time.
That's all for today, Thursday, May 12th. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. If you like our show, follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We're out every weekday afternoon. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.